It's 18 hours Beijing time.
北京人民广播电台外语广播中波77.4千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com.
北京外语广播网络电台, 听双语网天下, 北京外语广播,
Your bilingual station, AM 774.
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。Welcome back to Youth English with Rose and Brian. Hello, Rose.
Hey, Brian. How's it going today?
Well, it's been pretty nice, you know, for me and also for the entire city. I think Beijing has been...
I know why it's been great for the entire city.
Why?
Because you were gone for a while.
Oh, thank you very much.
Didn't you just come back today?
Never realized that was so important.
Exactly.
今天我们的节目当中来聊什么呢？我们来聊一聊年轻人和自己的长辈，或者更具体一点，和自己的家长如何进行交流，也可以说呢，家长们应该如何和年轻人进行交流啊，这是一个双向的。为什么要聊这个话题？因为从个人的经验来说呢，我相信每个人也都有这个阶段啊。有些听众朋友们可能还没有到，有些朋友们可能已经经过了，也有一些朋友可能正在这个所谓的逆反期之中。As far as I remember, when I was like 13 or 14 years old, there was absolutely no way I could communicate with my mother or my father.
Don't you speak Chinese?
Yeah, but I never cared to speak at all.
Well, you know what's so funny, okay, is I think I was telling you that I was teaching like teenagers, right, in my class, and it's so funny because I said to them, what did you do over the weekend? Are you excited to see your parents on the weekend? They said, because it's a boarding school. They said, no. I said, why not? They said, because I hate talking to my mom.
Yeah.
I said, does she make you talk all the time? She said, yes. So what I decided to do was I started to try to relate to them in different ways, because if you try to relate to them like, at least this is what I think, if you try to relate to them like, they're children and not sort of like they are grown adults and give them a little bit of leeway, that's when they're really going to hate you, you know?
How old are the students?
They're actually 15 and 16.
Yeah, that's about the time. I think between the age of 12 to 18, that's like, you know, where most of the cases happen, when these children are most rebellious. You know, they don't believe in their parents. They don't think their parents would understand them. They don't think their parents understand a thing in their life.
Yeah.
And I think I experienced that, too.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be, well, not true, but also it actually takes two to tango. It depends on the children and their parents to decide the way that they communicate with each other.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. And the thing, too, is, you know, there are all these ways that they teach parents to relate to their children. But let me tell you, so I don't know if this works. This might work for me. And it's because I heard from all
the... You don't have a child.
No, I don't. But I heard from all the other teachers that all the kids really loved me. And it was, my class was their favorite. And I think it's because in the beginning... All 21, Brian. Okay, so the reason is because in the beginning I was going to be like this strict disciplinarian. They get homework, they have to do this, they have to do that. But then, you know, I saw their really sweet, cute personalities. And so what I kind of do sometimes is because I have a lot of brothers, and I have actually a brother that's 13 years younger than me.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
I kind of like to poke fun at them, so I'll poke at them. I'll ask them silly questions or say funny things. And then when I sort of found out what they liked, then I started basically teaching them the same things, but in a relatable way. So I would teach them, like, for example, if they had listening exercise, right? So most teachers would say, okay, here's your listening exercise, listening to this recording. But what I would do, because this is a very, very prestigious boarding school, is what I did was I found their favorite artists who they told me they loved, like Justin Bieber and Chris Brown or whoever else, right? Taylor Swift. And for a listening exercise, I basically downloaded all these videos, okay, of their favorite artists.
Is that even legal?
I don't know, because some of them are a little dirty.
Oh, really?
With dirty lyrics. Oh. Yeah, so what I did was I downloaded their favorite videos of these artists, and I took the lyrics, copied and pasted them, but I deleted some of the lyrics.
Mm.
So their listening exercise was to watch the video, listen to the music, and fill in the lyrics themselves.
Hmm.
And they were excited about this because they got to see their favorite singers and listen to their favorite song. And one thing I did was I said, I have a huge bag of candy. Five of you need to get up here and sing to the lyrics of the song. And they did, and it was super fun. And I also showed them movies. So what I did was I showed them a horror movie. And I said, okay, this
Great
is the way
job.
You're going to learn the elements of a story. You're basically going to watch this movie. You're going to tell me the genre, the setting, the plot, the climax, the characters, and you're going to give it a grade A through F. Would you recommend anyone else to see this movie? Why or why not? And they loved it. They did it really well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you did a great job as a teacher. But as a parent, it might be more complicated than that because, you know, as a teacher, although they're at the boarding school Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
but they only meet you at classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for their parents, they would feel, you know, more responsible for everything else
mm-hmm.
from the child, either it's a boy or it's a girl. So when I remember what my mom was doing that, like, really pushed me sort of away from talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, being very strict on me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, she was quite clear about what she wanted me to be or how I should do things. And I think kids at that age really hate that.
Yeah.
And I think to deal with kids at that age from a parent's perspective is like flying a kite.
Mm-hmm.
You can never let go. But it would be, like, really harmful if you pull the string too tight.
Yeah.
It's really a fine line. That's very, very, like, delicate. So it would be very difficult for parents to be just the right guy or the right woman in your life at that time. To be there for you, to support you, to, you know, cheer for you,
mm-hmm.
but to point out what you should do. You know, do right next time when you do things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very complicated.
Yeah, it's extremely complicated. One thing they tell people to do is to basically relate to your parent or your teen, okay? So like I said...
One way or the other.
One way or the other, okay? So like I said, I related to these kids based on what they liked.
Mm.
And instead of seeing them as kids, you should just listen to what I have to say and do what I say. I basically took what they liked and I sort of made it fun for them. And the reason is because I want to get to know them. And so what I do is I ask them stuff that probably you shouldn't ask teenagers. Like, they would tell me, oh, they have a girlfriend.
No, don't even tell me.
No. So they would tell me, some of them said, oh, I have a girlfriend or I have a boyfriend. I'm like, and I said, like, oh my God, that's like so cool. And then I said, but then I said, okay, so I know what teenagers do in the United States when they have boyfriends or girlfriends. What are Chinese kids allowed to do? Like, can you take them on dates? Can you hold their hand? And in a weird way, it relates to them on sort of a simple, like, in a simple way, but it also is more personable than, you know, do your homework first before you go out. Don't call your girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, these types of things.
Mm.
Yeah,
I mean, it's difficult. 这个为什么说，尤其是在所谓的青春期啊，叛逆期，我觉得就应该是从初中到高中毕业这一段时间吧，大概也就是这六年的时间之内。真的有的时候大家会觉得根本就不想跟家长交流，有些家长呢也是觉得束手无策，根本就孩子完全不是说不听话了，而是根本就听不进去话，我们说什么他们都当耳旁风啊。有些孩子也根本就觉得家长根本就不理解我的世界，根本就不理解我的这个交际圈，我没有代沟啊，他们管不了我，而且呢也不应该管我。所以这种矛盾啊时常存在，而且有的时候呢情况还会变得越来越糟。 怎么来调和这种矛盾，其实并不容易。如果说家长和孩子之间的交流有一个好的基础，我觉得这种情况出现的几率会降低。怎么叫有一个好的基础呢？可能从小时候家长就把孩子更多的当成朋友来看待啊，双方的交流呢更趋近于平等啊，你有什么事就跟我说，哎，我能帮就帮助你，如果觉得这事办错了呢，我会指给你，但我不会批评你，类似吧。但是这个好像并不是非常适合于中国的国情，我相信有很多家庭是这样，但更多的家庭可能并不是。但如果没有和孩子建立起一个很好的交流沟通的渠道的话，到了这个年纪恐怕多多少少都会碰到类似的问题。碰到了以后怎么办呢？那就只能是家长和孩子共同努力。但是这个要让自己的孩子努力，你首先得家长得摆出一个我要努力的姿态啊，尝试着更去理解他们呀，更了解他们的世界，多从他们的角度出发去考虑问题等等等等。 Well, of course, we have some recommendations to, well, sort of ease you into your children's world. Hopefully these would help to relate, well, either to your children, or I don't think a lot of kids would really care to relate to their parents at this stage. But if you try to, let your parents know. You know, I was surprised to find out how effective it was when I really decided to, like, open my heart and talk to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I don't want to talk to you about this. You wouldn't really understand. But one time, I was, like, really, really angry, so I told her, like, almost everything that was in my mind. Okay, so this is the situation. That's what I think of it. What you gonna do about it? And it was actually effective.
Right.
She was quite mad at me because she did not know what was in my mind.
Right.
And after this time, our relationship actually got a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is one thing that you can do. If you think your parents don't understand you, try to tell them something that would help them understand your world.
Yeah. So when you try to relate to your parents, tell me how you think they could try to relate to you.
I mean, kids would probably all want their parents to think more like they do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's quite hard because there is a gap, right? But you can help your parents to kind of do what they can about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell them more about your life, your school, your friends. If you open heart to them, they will actually open heart to you back. But sometimes it's hard for the kids to find the motivation to do that. It's more likely the parents who want to know more about their kids would try to do everything to achieve that. But quite often they do it in the wrong way or they try the wrong way. In that case, I think the kids should really stand up and try to help them out.
Yeah, I think so too. But the, I mean, come on, you're talking about teenagers. In order to be able to help someone, you have to really feel mature. And there's nothing you can do to make a teenager be mature, right?
So the only, I think they are.
You know, and I often used to ask my sister and my brothers, because I'm very, very close to my niece, my niece and my nephews, but they're still young. They're still, like, under 10 years old. But I used to say, why are they so excited to see me? You know, maybe they'd be excited to see other children, but why me? Why do they come to me? Why do they want to talk to me? And they said, they love you so much.
You look like a child.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Whatever, Brian.
I'm
you did not.
Whatever.
You did not mean that as a compliment, okay?
All right.
But I was going to say that she said it was. My sister said it's because simple. It's because you listen to them. Mm. Like whatever they think is important or whatever they feel like talking about, whether you they think it, whether it's not important or not, you treat it like it's extremely important. It's like the biggest news on earth. You listen to everything they have to say. And you respect it. And that's a good in a that's good for an aunt, but it's a little bit of controversial, right, from a parent to say, okay, honey, you want $1 million here, you want a car here. You know, you don't just give it to them.
No.
But I do really listen to them, and when I say I listen to them, I really respect what they're saying and, you know, how they feel and, you know, about, like, everything.
You know what? You'd probably make a good mother.
You think so?
One day.
No, that'd be so cool.
No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're like, wait a minute, what did I say? Reiner always saying the wrong thing.
But, you know, I think that's really important. It's not like really giving them everything they want, but listen to whatever they say. Actually, strangely, means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son, really, he asked me all these silly questions. And also, he wants, like, answers for these silly questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I have to admit that sometimes I really do get not patient about those questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to give him as many answers as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he would really ask me for these English questions. Like, how do you say, dragon fruit?
Yeah.
A Komodo dragon.
Mm-hmm.
A firefly. A dragonfly. You know, I was like, you know, aren't you too young to know all these complicated words?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the reason he asks these questions is because once he get the answers, he can go back to his class and show off to his classmates,
right.
Even sometimes his teachers. So I was like, okay, I'll try to give you as many answers as possible.
Right.
So that you can be, you know, more motivated in learning English and, you know, really closer to your father.
Right.
Because he gives you a lot of, sort of good advice, at least in this perspective. 所以说这个家长和孩子之间的交流啊，有的时候要达到最有效并不是很容易啊。我觉得倾听是一个非常非常重要的建议，并不一定是说孩子甭管说什么你都对啊，这件事没错，并不一定是说孩子所有事情都是对的，但至少呢听听他们是怎么想的怎么说的，然后可以给他们提出建议，但是呢尽量的婉转啊，不要说你这事怎么能这么干，根本就大错特错啊，你必须要这么干，更温柔一点啊，更加的建设性一点，哎，你看这个事是不是可以这么做，效果会不会更好，如此这般呢应该能够从某种程度上吧拉近家长和孩子之间的距离。But of course, we still have some other advice to offer.
Mm-hmm.
See which one would help the most.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So let's talk about something else, all right? Mm. So they say to spend time, okay, with that person. As I just said, listen, okay? So you're not just supposed to, as a teenager, of course, you have to make probably a bigger effort because you're not that mature, but you really should always let your either mom or your son or daughter know you're always available to listen to them no matter what, and definitely don't judge them. So even if you want to cringe and like, they said, Mom, you know, I brought home a new Weigoren boyfriend. Even though you want to punch this person out, just listen and say, okay, honey, and ask questions and kind of this type of thing, right?
Yeah, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a son. You know, it would be even more difficult if I had a daughter.
Right.
But sometimes you really need to control yourself and try to approach either your son or your daughter in a more smooth way. And sometimes by doing this, you actually give the kid more motivation to approach you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really two ways. So think about it. And next time when you decide to get really angry about something he or she did, think twice.
Right, exactly. Right, absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so another one would be, so we're also going to play a little role here, okay?
No, we're not.
Yes! It would be so fun. I'll be the mom and you be the son.
That's what I thought it would be.
Okay, but we'll do this a little bit like before the show. Okay, so the next one I was going to say, which is extremely important for at least a parent, is to become a role model. So don't basically sing, you know, don't do this and don't do that, but yet you're doing the complete opposite. So they say that sometimes teenagers don't view their parents as role models because the teenagers think their parents are judgmental. Like I just mentioned, don't judge and unconcerned about their lives. Again, this is why it pays to be respectful toward your teenager and not condescending even when you disagree. That's exactly what I just said. Don't say don't do this and don't do that, or you can't have this, or after you finish your homework, just say, okay, what's going on? Take a break. And really actually listen to what their problem is. You know, the thing about this is that teenagers can be kind of tricky and manipulative, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if this is the way you can't really be this way all the time.
No.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I actually try to be like that as much as possible. But let me tell you, there are times that I have to stand firm to tell him something that he must do or he must not do. Like, you know, well, take maybe the simplest thing as an example. Just, you know, eating food. You know how children don't really like vegetables, and they like ice cream, they like fried chicken. And he would ask for all those things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't always fulfill that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell him, okay, you know, this is a special treat for you, and this is the day of the week. But tomorrow we have to get back to the routine meal, and you have to eat this vegetable, that fruit. You have to drink white water instead of, you know, maybe apple juice. So sometimes you need to be tough, but don't always be tough.
Exactly.
That way you leave, like, no room for your kid to approach you. Be nice to them most of the time, but when he's really, like, offline, then tell him, no, this is not what you need, what you should do. You should come back here. And at times, that helps.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. All right. So let's go to another one. Okay. So actually right now, let's role play, okay, before the show ends.
I'm not saying anything.
Why? Are you going to role play?
Fine.
Okay. So you're the son.
All right.
All right. And
what's up, Mom?
Okay. Hey, Brian. How are you today, honey? Did you talk to your math teacher about making up that test you missed?
No, Mom. I'm not in the mood. Leave me alone.
Well, did you try?
No.
Okay.
And I don't want to. Leave me alone.
Oh, okay. So
stop saying anything. Leave me alone.
Here's $100, honey.
Oh, I'll take that.
All right, let's go. You want it? All right, let's go to the arcade. Where do you want to go? I'll do anything you want to right now. Where do you want to go?
Can you just give me the money? I don't want you to come with me.
Really? Well, I have to give you another $100 if you let me come.
Really?
See, it works. I'm supporting. Come on, let's go.
This is not what a mom should be doing, all right?
Excuse me.
What?
There are many different parenting styles, okay? This is one.
Now, spending $200 with you, son, in an arcade?
Excuse me, son, we're not finished. Okay, so let's go. What do you want to eat tonight, and where do you want to go? If you want, I will take you to a movie. I will take you and your girlfriend to dinner. What do you want to do?
I don't want you to meet my girlfriend, and I want pizza and fried chicken for dinner. I'll go to the movie with my girlfriend. Just give me the money.
Okay, well, this is the deal. All right? The deal is you come hang with me, and I'll buy you pizza. Or you can kind of hang out here, watch TV, and I'm just going to chill out next to you.
I'll stay home.
You'll stay home?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, then I'm going to make dinner. What do you want for dinner?
Anything you want. I don't really care.
Okay, so what happened in school?
Nothing.
Really?
No.
Okay.
See?
Brian, whatever. Teenagers are not always like this. Stop.
I know.
You're a bad teenager.
No, I was trying to, you know, sort of play the extremist. And when they're, like, really feeling not good, they could be like this from time to time. But, of course, if you try, like, gently, they shouldn't be like this. At least not all the time.
Whatever, Brian. I think you were this kind of teenager.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
I was a lot more mild than that. But anyway, I think what you did was, I wouldn't say a good example, but that is an example of how you can approach your kid. Maybe this is not the best way for you, but you can find out your own. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be money. It's better not money. But sometimes it could be, you know, hang out with your child together, or maybe give them space, give them time, or anything else. Just let them feel that, okay, either my mom or my dad, he or she, they understand me, at least from time to time.
Yeah.
And they give me room from time to time.
Right.
That would really motivate them to relate to you or communicate with you more often. And that's all parents want, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. I agree.
所以说, 虽然很难, 这个家长和尤其是青春期的年轻人交流, 会觉得很难, 而青春期的年轻人们也会觉得跟家长交流很难。 其实呢，有的时候只是一层窗户纸，双方更加的理解一下对方啊，有的时候各让一步，这种情况就能够得到非常好的改善。但是不要总指望对方去改善这种情况啊，从自己做起吧。 Well, I guess maybe there's something else you can do, but we'll leave it to next time.
Yes, exactly. But, Brian, we're not finished role-playing.
We have. Already finished.
Okay, fine. All right, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you.
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读书精彩。
我是红颖，我是一个作家，我喜欢读书，我也喜欢抄书，所以我看到精彩的句子、精彩的故事我都抄下来。普希金斯也是抄下来的，还有巴尔扎克，好多读书过带来的是让我忘记现在的世界而进入别人的世界。
第六届北京阅读季，欢迎您的参与。
阅读加我一个。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。